Quest Gaming Network presents PlanetSide Off the Record. Size really does matter.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to PlanetSide Off the Record for episode number 7. I am Joe the Widget Wilson, and joining me today, Mike couldn't make it, by the way. He got called into work, and he was pretty PO'd that he couldn't make it today. He gives everybody his regards. But joining us, as always, is Keth Gaming.
Hey, what's going on, Internet?
The Internet says hi.
Yay!
And following up the rear is Mr. Derek Origin McClure.
Hey, everybody.
All right, we have a big show to do for you guys today, and I just want to make a quick mention, though, that PlanetSide Off the Record will be merging with a new show coming to Quest Gaming Network called Adrenaline Gaming, and that's going to be starting up on, looks like, Wednesday the 17th. So our final recording for PlanetSide Off the Record, as it is now, will be on the 11th, so next Thursday. But look forward to the new show on Wednesday evenings. It's going to rock, guys. It's going to include a lot of everything PlanetSide 2, including Borderlands 2, and you name it.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a blast. I can't wait for it. If you're curious of why this move and everything, check out our community cast, and it will at the Quest Gaming Network on iTunes, and it explains everything for everybody. Alrighty, so we have a sponsor, and our sponsor is TweakedAudio.com, the makers of the best earbuds on the market. And with your code Off the Record at checkout, you get 33% off your order, your entire order. You can't beat that. Great earbuds, great price. Check them out, TweakedAudio.com. All right, it's been an interesting week in PlanetSide 2, despite the graphic boost has still got me in awe of watching everything. But I'm kind of curious about how your weeks were, guys, in the game. Keth?
Did I miss the part where you introduced Arjun?
Yeah, you did.
I am so lost already. This is how my week has been. My week has been chaotic at best. I had to work 9 days straight at work. Yeah, so that was interesting. I did get some time in game this week, though. And let me tell you, all those things you guys were talking about that I was like, yeah, it's not a problem. I'm better than that. Yeah, I kind of ran into them. Our armor is paper thin. But the infiltrator is still working nicely for me when I'm not getting shot at.
Well, that's kind of the point of the infiltrator, is it not be shot at.
Yeah, it was interesting. But the holy cow, there's certs, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
All the that was interesting. Perks.
Yeah, I log on. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have like 5 certs. I'm not going to be able to buy anything. And then it's like, you've got 700 certs. Plus, we're going to give you one every 5 seconds. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I logged in, I had 10,000.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was like a bug or something.
So I'm kind of curious. What did you guys spend all your perk points in?
Well, I was throwing them around in the infiltrator class. I got that thing like maxed out. And then I was like, okay, I'm getting kind of sick of getting owned here. Let's try some other stuff. So I played around on the engineer and the medic a little bit. And those classes are fun, but for whatever reason, I just was getting owned. Like, I was going, like, for every kill I was getting killed, like, 300 times. It was absurd.
Yeah. The venue are still paper dolls. But yeah. Hopefully they'll fix that. I put a lot of my perks into my light infantry, in fact. I got all the armor. I got the flak armor as well as the nano armor. And I take hits better than a max suit right now, fully maxed out on those armors. I was playing with a tank, jumping over him. He hit me indirectly 2 or 3 times, and I survived it. I got hit indirectly once on a max suit and died.
I have a question about that armor. So you can have both the flak and the nano armor on at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
And with the jump jets and the improvements you can do with that, I was having so much fun flying everywhere, like a little grasshopper. And it has a ability now, it's a secondary jet that saves you from falling, that activates.
Oh, really? Like an automatic?
Yeah, it's fun. And there's I put a lot of points into the squad perks. They added new different colored waypoint markers you can put in the map. And I finally figured out how to get those spawn locations. What are those grenades called? Where you throw them down, it creates a waypoint that your team can hot jump on. And I figured out you gotta buy them and load them into your outfit, your equipment. So I got that, and I've been playing with that. That was a blast. I fully maxed out Scythe. I'm sorry, not Scythe. I know I keep on getting ridiculed for that. The Scythe. I maxed it out, and it's so much fun with everything maxed out on the Scythe. However, I noticed that I was one-on-one with a Reaver today, and I could not shake him. I was doing in some insane maneuvers all over the place, stopping, going, rolls. He was on my tail no matter what I did, and he took me out. So I guess he had everything the same thing I did, and was a better pilot. So kudos to him. And I put everything in Liberator as well, and I haven't had a chance to play with that. But it's been interesting with all the pretty perks. Derek, what have you been doing with it?
Kind of like Kath, I loaded up the Infiltrator. Maxed out pretty much everything except for my armor, because I was thinking if I do this right, I won't need to worry about that because no one's going to see me. Well, that was a mistake, because I never got a kill. So, so I just eventually just decided that I'm just never going to be able to do this class, and switched out to Engineer. I figure my favorite things to do in the game are run around in max suit and gun for people, so if I'm not running around max suit, I should be an engineer so I can help repair.
I look forward to them unlocking the max suit certifications.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That's when that thing becomes a walking tank.
I think then it'll be not worth it, but it'll be more understandable that, you know, for the cost and the cooldown for it. Because right now it's not that much stronger than a heavy.
No, not at all. Yeah, we experienced that today, didn't we?
Yep.
Going against two tanks that had the extra armor plating on them. Yep. And it was an actual visual element. You can see the extra armor on them, and they were a nightmare takedown. Me and Derek were both in max suits with the dual Comets trying to take out this tank with another heavy assault with a rocket launcher trying to take this tank out. We barely dented the guy before he killed all three of us.
Yep.
Constant fire on him, too.
Oh, yeah, I think I got like 6 to 8 shots off. It hit him every time, but I think that armor just absorbed it all. And then he one-shotted me.
That's when C4 comes into play. But they also have a perk that allows them to have C4 shielding. With the proper certifications in the right area, you can make some pretty BA stuff. I noticed that when all the classes as they are as a basis, they're all pretty weak in terms of armor and guns and that kind of thing. And I've experimented with this. Like I said, I got my light infantry pretty much almost maxed out, and he's a lot more survivable now. I just look forward to them actually putting the all the perk points in the guns so we can get those capped out as well. So I know they're working on that, though. I watched a Twitter from Perfect Storm, and she's one of the devs over at PlanetSide 2 at SOE. And she was working on the gun certifications recently. I know she's a designer, and I believe she designs weaponry.
Well, that'd be great when they unlock those, because that's, I think the whole game will change after that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is still beta. And the reason why we're getting so many perk points right now is they're putting a heavy focus on testing perks. They want to see how they apply and how they work together. So I've seen this all the time in testing. If there's certain things they really want to focus test, for instance, like certifications, they'll just drain cert points onto you and let you play with whatever you want to play and whatever loadout you want to play with so they can test it properly. And I think it's fun for us, and it's very entertaining. Again, for being the outside of a player, it allows us to see what we want to do, max things out, to give a feel for them. It's pretty cool. So, Kath, what else were you doing besides, you know, getting shot at?
Well, you know, that was mainly it. I had to work 9 days straight, so I unfortunately didn't get as much game time as I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I definitely did get a chance to test out the medic a little bit better. I did get to test out the engineer, messed around with the light assault a little, but not nearly to the extent you did. And it was just kind of like that. It was, I had so many certs, cert points, I didn't know what to do with them, so I kept trying out different classes and throwing cert points in willy-nilly, and it was nice to get to experience some of the different classes and see some of the different certs and how they work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm actually debating if I want to be a pilot now. I don't think I want to do Scythe anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I would like to still fly a Liberator. I have a blast flying those, and maybe a Galaxy. So I'm thinking I'm going to be doing a lot of squad leading type of stuff, so I'm probably want to do either a Sunderer or a Galaxy for that. But yeah, I'm undecided. I'm having a blast with some tanks. I might just do a full Lightning as my own personal toy and perk that one all the way up and get new weaponry for that. Scythe is fun, but without the proper weaponry on that thing, that thing's a paper, that's a sitting duck.
Right.
It is. The guns stink on a Scythe, and without the upgraded missiles, you're a sitting duck on it. So,
yeah, and that's kind of what I was experiencing, is I was running up against, you know, the same class on opposite factions, and obviously they had spec'd differently than me because I was just having serious issues. Where then I'd see one of our guys who, you know, same class, and he was, you know, like when I was playing the Light Assault, I'd only dumped a couple of points in there. But I was watching this other Light Assault, and he was flying around like he had infinite jetpacks, and, you know, it was just insane.
Yeah,
the kind of stuff he was doing.
You fully upgrade your jetpack, and it recharges at six times the rate of normal. So I can go all the way up with it, and by the time I'm start to fall, by the time before I hit the ground, my jetpack is already fully charged.
Yeah, and that's what this guy must have done, because he was everywhere, and I was like, this is insane, so obviously I'm doing something wrong. And I think that's just what it was I had just started that class, and I hadn't, you know, I'd already spent all my cert points elsewhere, so I hadn't had a chance to do that yet. So it's definitely, this week has taught me that you need to plan ahead when this game comes out.
Yeah, I mean, they did say that eventually you'll have enough cert points to unlock everything in the game. On one character,
yeah, but I'm afraid it's going to be like one of those EVE Online things where it's like, yeah, we're going to give you everything, and it's just going to take you months. So if that's the case, then you really need to plan ahead on what you want specifically in order to attain that goal.
Well, this is an MMO. So yeah. Like every MMO, it's going to take a long time to level up to the point where you're that max level BA character.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, though, because, like, you know, like back in WoW, you know, when you play up to level 30 and then you figure out, wow, after 200 hours, I figure out I don't like this class.
Yeah, exactly.
That sucks. So I'm very grateful for being in beta.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing I learned. I mean, I learned it again this week. I was playing that Torchlight 2, and I was putting points in and stuff, and then I realized I wanted to go a completely different way, and it was like, oh, no, I can't respec, so... You know, it was one of those things where you definitely need to start looking at your skills and making a plan and deciding what you want to do and either stick with it or, you know, try and figure out something else you can do with that. Because otherwise you end up with a ranged character that uses guns that has all of his perks and stuff into melee weapons, and it just doesn't work for you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I like Derek, I've been using the beta to determine what I want to do. Because I used to be, like I said, I was a big-time pilot in PlanetSide 1, but the flight physics and mechanics are different in PlanetSide 2, a lot different. So I'm not sure if it's the same route I want to take, but I have had a blast flying a Liberator. Absolute blast. So I'm going to probably stick with that. I'm the kind of guy that likes to do a lot of group activities. I like being in a squad with friends. So I want to use my Liberator for that. And when I'm alone just trying to be a BA, I might do the Lightning because I did have a blast with that one too. So, choices, you know? And I enjoy the Light Infantry because the ability to jump around everywhere like a maniac and gun people in the head from above them, which I've done. It makes for some fun.
With that jetpack, do you think it's possible, you say you charge up before you hit the ground, is it possible to eventually... be able to make it up to the platform on the biodomes?
Maybe. You can do it in stages.
Right.
Yeah. I'll have to try it. I noticed in Liberator, I perked a put a point into the perk system that allows my passengers and myself to safely eject from the aircraft now.
That's wonderful.
So if we're almost dead, I can call out on the voice chat and be like, hey guys, let's bail. That's where we're gone.
Yeah, I've seen that happen, by the way. We were defending a biodome thing, and I was sitting on this ledge that I like to sit on, and I'm sniping people, and all of a sudden this dang, I don't know if it was a Liberator or a Galaxy, because I had a big pillar right in front of me, but all of a sudden all these guys come jumping out of the plane and landing on the platform, and I'm like, huh, that's new.
That would have been weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've seen that in action.
Well, I don't mind them doing that, especially if I'm the one trying to kill a Liberator, because you get experience points and kill credit for killing a Liberator, regardless if anybody's inside it or not, because you don't get, you know, 3 kills for killing a Liberator. You don't. You get 1. So I want them to jump out so we can just kill them then. But, yeah, it allows a lot more strategic flying on my part, where I know if we're getting hit hard to try to fly as fast as possible to a safer area so we can bail out. Because I don't want to have everyone bail out right in the middle of, you know, the TR base and watch everyone just get gunned down. But, yeah, I mean, it's a whole different world and a whole different ball game. If you're getting frustrated right now, you just got to spec properly into the class that you want to try out and fully do it to see really experience that class of what it can do. It's a, like I said, light infantry was it's a whole different ball game now for me. From not having any perk points put into it to almost being completely maxed out, it's different.
Well, you've convinced me to take another shot at that.
That's the same for every class. Like, Infiltrator, I mean, have you guys tried hacking yet?
No, I maxed out the hacking, but I haven't been able to get close enough to anything to try it.
See, and my problem was I was looking in the key bindings and everything, and I couldn't figure out what the heck I was doing. So I don't know what I was doing wrong, but I didn't see an option, and it didn't seem like it was doing anything. So
it's probably when you get up close to something you can hack.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be E. That's it.
See, and then I must have been doing something wrong somewhere because I tried to do it because that was the first thing I put points into. I was like, oh, this will be interesting. Let me try this. And I couldn't figure it out for the life of me.
I'll have to look into that for you, see if we can figure out what was going on. So anything else you guys want to talk about before we move into all of our massive amounts of news today?
No, I'm kind of excited about this news, so I'm looking forward to moving into this.
Yeah, me too.
Well, gentlemen, let's get into it. Mike did a lot of this news for us, and we have a couple of key points we're getting into. This is a lot of news, so bear with us. Higby posted last Thursday after our show.
Higby.
Oops. That's my.
This is going to be our new thing. It's going to be correct the things that Widget says wrong.
Yeah, well, when you're dyslexic, that kind of occurs, happen. That thing kind of happens. So, right after our show on last Thursday, he announced this. Some of you have finally noted that the cost of certain certs in the game are a bit out of whack right now. Yeah, I've seen some that cost like $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of a big certification rebalance, which will be up on beta with next week's push, which is actually this week. If everything goes the way it's been going, probably right after we launch this show, or if we do the show tonight, it'll all be there. This will affect cert prices as well as cert point accumulation rates. Right now, they're absolutely ridiculous. That's because they're testing. With tonight's patch, we will be re-enabling passive cert point gain, and for the next week, we will be cranking the rate up of the gain quite a bit. Yeah, I've noticed. We're doing this so that we can test a lot of the higher level certs, which are impossible to acquire right now with the current cost and cert point acquisition rates. I want to be clear that this week's passive cert point rate is absolutely not indicative of our final rate. It's juiced way up, which is typical for beta. Everybody remember that. Now for the painful part. With next week's patch and certification point rebalance, we will be doing a character wipe. That's expected. Next week's patch, however, is going to be really exciting, which is this week's patch. We'll be adding Essamer. Essamer, is that saying pronouncing that right, Keth?
I was going to go with Essamir, but that's one of those words that I don't know how to pronounce, so you're on your own.
I think it's Essamir.
Essamir.
I think I've heard it be Essamir.
to the game, as well as ungating almost all of the remaining certs and solidifying cert points costs across the board. So nearly every cert will be available, and the point costs will be pretty much where they want to be in terms of, you know, for launch. So this week, enjoy the fast cert point game, try a lot of certs, and let us know what works well and works and what works too well and what doesn't work at all. Venue armor, hint hint. Looking forward to seeing your feedback and finally getting the Nanoweave armor. Mike put in a note here. He says, more than likely the new patch will hit either tonight or tomorrow morning. Hope you enjoy the fast cert game. That Mike's little tidbit into the show. All right, here's a couple of things. Derek found a nice little document on Esomir, and there was a few key points that I wanted to point out so we can talk about them. And the first one was, has a more unified theme of frozen tundra and expansive spaces. You guys can talk it whatever you want. You know,
oh, I thought you were just going to the point. No, sorry.
Just one point.
Yeah, this is I think this is going to be very interesting because do you think we'll get like different colored armor we could purchase? Because we're all very colorful running around in snow.
Well, yeah, you get that from the skins you can buy on the store.
Okay.
Yeah, I can definitely see that problem, but I agree. They'll definitely have some ice armor type stuff in. Well, because otherwise you're going to be bright purple running around a map, and that ain't going to do anybody any good.
I see him 6 miles down the road.
On the positive side, maybe I'll be able to tell the dang, what is it, the TR that's in blue?
No, that's the NC.
Oh, well, the blue guys.
We call them the Smurfs.
From us. Yeah. Because I don't know how many times I've shot one of our guys thinking it was one of them.
We talked about that last week, about how they should change the NC to yellow.
Yeah.
All right, the map is barren and open, with roughly half the number of player structures that Endor has in a similar amount of space. It's a continent that provides players with a long travel times and large areas in which to move instead of the fast-paced, constant chaos fights that unfold in Endor.
This is what excites me the most, because I like the idea of, you know, a very well-planned-out assault onto a base, and once you get it, keep it. Like, go from the offensive and then go to a defensive strategy and keep it for days.
Yeah, and they also say,
you know, because right now in Endor, we're just kind of running around in circles. Like, we'll take one, we'll move on to the next. By the time we get back around to it, it's been taken again.
Yeah, Endor is very much a fast-paced action type of continent, which makes it intriguing in some ways, and a different type of strategy involved. The new continent that it's basically a new continent that not only looks different from the existing one, but plays completely different as well. The snow and ice are more than aesthetic; they actually affect the way vehicles handle and perform. And one of the key points I want to bring up really quick is that the map as a whole depends heavily on vehicular combat.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so hopefully this is the place where all you max suit and vehicle drivers are going to go and leave me the heck alone.
I think it's going to be funny if we have to jump out in our max suits and push Sunderers out of the snow.
Might be a lot of air combat on this new one. A lot. If it's as big as they say it is.
Mm-hmm.
Endor is intended to be less predictable battlefield that rewards patience and creative thinking over applying the same old tactics time and time again. Good.
I really like the idea that, you know, I didn't even realize that they were going to do this. I thought it was just going to be pretty much aesthetic. But just to think that there's going to be people that you'll see on Esomir that will never be on Endor because they rather have this style of gameplay. And it's almost like three different games.
Yeah, they said that the third continent that they have under wraps right now will be different than these two as well in terms of play style.
Well, that's good. Then everybody will get a chance to pick a continent and that's more conducive to their play style.
I'm the kind of person who likes to mix it up. I like to adjust depending on what we're up against. So if you guys are out there in Indar, we'll fight out there in that close-quartered combat quick action. And if we're out in Esmer, we'll be out there and taking the bases with, you know, as a cohesive unit. So whatever we're on, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of, because it's going to be different for each one.
Oh, yeah, it's just option after option. That's just what's great about it. Like, if I get on and there's, like, nobody else on, I might just jump over to Indar because I can run around with anybody and, you know, get some kills. But if all my friends are on, we're probably going to go to Esmer and, you know, go in a big old squad and run somebody over.
I can definitely see Esmer being the one more for outfit usage versus Indar.
Right.
Especially those who are strategically minded will be there. That's going to be a lot more entertaining for that. But sometimes I like the quick action play, like I said, hop into lightning and blow people up. But they need options. And the overall goal they have for Planet Side 2, with the big vision they have for it, is quite astounding. We're only seeing the surface of the game right now in beta. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And from the way I look at it, we still have a couple more months of beta testing. And it's going to be a lot of changes coming quickly, like they have been doing. It's like every week something big happens in the game and changes things around. And it's just becoming more and more of a finalized game. It looks more and more polished every week that I play it. With, you know, the occasional broken thing, Venu, but, you know.
Occasional? The constant broken thing of the Venu?
I'm just saying, we weren't broken, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
That's true.
Yeah, they'll figure it out eventually.
So we have some patch notes for Friday 9/28 that occurred. Who would like to read these?
Oh, I got this.
Do it, Kath.
So, notable bugs in the patch notes was the SCU and shield generators should once again be repairable in all situations. We've narrowed down the issue to determine you were doing it wrong. It's righty-tighty this time. So just like how you were holding your iPhone wrong, now you're doing it wrong. Okay, all Liberator gun certifications, the rear gun in particular, are now equitable. Is that that's not a word I know.
It means to obtain.
Oh, very good. This does not remove the fact that there is nothing but a piece of plexiglass and the projectiles flying at you in the rear turret. There was an issue with firing explosive weapons after immediately reloading, not causing damage. Well, we've swapped out those training rounds, so sorry about that.
I love these patch notes.
I do too. I'm actually excited to read patch notes for once. So, moving on. Weapons. We have good news. The suppressors are now working. We also have bad news. The suppressors are now working, so you'll see a reduction of velocity and damage over distance. You'll always have the alternative to cough really loud when you take a shot.
That could work.
Right?
Yep.
So, we've also pasted plastic fins on the standard heavy assault rocket launcher rockets, so now they accelerated slightly faster. And the problem is that pace they have is kind of bad, so that may or may not work. So, apparently folks using the new conglomerate scatter gun weren't loading it completely for some reason. We put in a few more rounds, so get back to killing. I'm noticing this is the you're doing it wrong patch list. The pitcher certification is now available, meaning you can throw grenades even faster. Maintenance has requested that you stop practicing with rocks in the spawn rooms. This is why we can't have nice things. Flash grenades are now available for the light assault. We are mostly certain that the blindness from these weapons is only temporary, but you may want to close your eyes before throwing them just to be safe.
I didn't even see those. I gotta check those out.
Yeah, that's a pro tip. Don't stare at the sun, people.
Never.
Concussion grenades are also available for certification. These temporarily disable targets within the blast radius. It may or may not also be the source of gamma radiation mutation, so let us know if anything starts to swell or grow. New conglomerate weapons are now slightly more accurate. We're hoping this stops them from going pew-pew-pew during combat. The range on the IRNV scope has been reduced. You weren't really seeing that far, and we think you were exposed to something. Either way, it takes... Just take two of these and hope for the best. All right, on to the classes notes. Terminal hacking certifications will now reflect new hack times. The first of these certifications will ensure the infiltrator stops using their field knife in the process. Dings up the keypad, something fierce. Infiltrators now have a reconnaissance tool. It's so classified, we aren't really sure what it does, but it's better than camo face paint that we're currently issuing, so enjoy. Nano armor cloak is now 25% damage resistant at ranks 1 through 4 and 30% at rank 5. Please keep in mind this: there is still 70% of that tank round that can remove your spleen. Don't worry, though. We can replace it. These things grow on trees, literally. Spleen tree. Tell your friend. A certification for ammunition has been added to suits, so stuff a few more magazines in your pants. The burster is now available on the right arm by default on the max suit. This, thanks to an error in the purchasing, we have gillions laying around. Seriously, we really need you to take one. All right, vehicles. Light aircraft like the Mosquito, Reaver, and or Scythe. Now start with an external fuel tank in a secondary slot to increase afterburner fuel capacity. While some of you may be dismayed at flying around with a container of exposed material, keep in mind that you are statistically more likely to crash into a canyon wall. The explosion just helps us find what's left of you. Flare certifications are now available to reduce cooldown. Flares should not be used for cooking. Gives the food a funny taste. The ammunition capacity on the C-150 Dalton has been slightly reduced. Truth is, we lost the bigger magazines. You'd think that them being bigger, they'd be easier to find, but nope, they're gone. The Lightning Skyguard weapon has had the magazine and ammunition capacity slightly reduced. We thought that about not telling you and just painting a smiley face on each one, but some of you are still touchy from the peace sign on the Liberator. The Liberator has a peace sign on it?
Not that I've seen.
Okay. I was just checking. You know me. I don't do that flying thing.
The venue
symbol,
probably.
The Liberator has an afterburner now. We had to remove a few safety features like seat belts and bulletproof glass to make room, but function over form, people. Function over form.
I've noticed that. I saw that you can actually spec into an afterburner on your Liberator.
Well, that's good. Now you'll be able to move and bomb things faster.
That's a way to get out of sticky situations quickly, like we weren't able to do before.
And rounding out the patch notes on the world, we called an interior designer for recommendations on the Altium Biolab after recommending new drapes, colors for the spawn tubes, and a feng shui setup. We decided to throw them out of a galaxy instead. We've changed the capture mechanics of the satellite outposts, which are now forward spawns similar to Zervan. And then a hotfix later in that day. Vehicles should no longer be spawning under the world, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Your in-game map should load a little more quickly. Always good. Galaxy spawns are being temporarily disabled. They'll return, we promise. I hadn't noticed that, so I must not have
seen it. Yeah, honestly, I haven't seen a galaxy in a while, so it probably explains it.
I thought maybe it was just because it was hard to get to the certification and people were just trying out the Sunder, because I haven't seen any galaxies.
So, spotted vehicles and players should no longer persist after death on the minimap. This is an issue I ran into. I was saying that all the time. Tanks just, it was showing that there was a tank there, and then I'd go over there and there was just wreckage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah, definitely glad that got fixed. We thought you'd like the Drifter jump jets, but apparently you wanted to take them off. You can now. All lingering vehicle debris should be lingering less. Same issue that I was running into. They'd be there all day. And an issue with outfit names displaying incorrectly over player heads has been resolved. Not super important, but nice to know.
Mm-hmm. This is the next one I'm kind of excited about, but really quick before going to the next part. Any comments on any of those patch notes, gentlemen?
They're funny.
Well, besides the obvious.
Right. No, it just sounds like they're fixing stuff and tweaking stuff. And
I didn't even know they had flash grenades or concussion grenades in the game. I've never even seen them.
I'm excited about the burster being available straight on the max suit.
On the right arm, they said?
Yes, right arm. That's $8,000 saved right there.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Awesome. All right. A lot of information being thrown at you guys really quickly, so we're going to get into the next part, and I'm going to let Derek read this. It's about the final membership benefits.
A couple of weeks ago, we posted a thread with some of our thoughts on where we wanted to take the PlanetSide 2 membership. We received a lot of well-thought-out feedback and ideas from you guys and have made some adjustments to our membership offering based on it. Here are our revised and final membership benefits. 25 to 50% increased resource gain, 25 to 50% increased XP gain, 25 to 50% increased passive cert point gain. Note, each of the above starts at 25% and increased by 5% per month of sustained membership up to a total bonus of 50% each at 6 months, 6+ months membership. Priority login queue, early access to new cosmetic items to the store, 500 station cash each month. And the price will be $15, $14.99.
I'm going to be doing this.
Do you really think that's worth $15?
A month?
Yeah. I'm not making a comment. I'm being serious.
Like, I know you are. I think so, yes. For one, you get $5 station stash cash, which is like, I mean, that brings it down to technically $10.
Right.
But the passive cert gain, the XP gain, the resource gain, to me, that's very much worth it. Because I'm going to be spending more than that just trying to get a constant boost.
Right.
Well, you know, it really depends. If you're really into the game and you're playing it a lot, then this is extremely worth it. The priority login queue could be worth it right there alone. If we get into a heavy server that has a lot of players, I don't want to be waiting for an hour. Yeah.
I just know they reduced, you know, the XP gain and the passive cert point gain.
I like how they did it with the incremental.
Okay. I mean, because it brings it back up to where it was, but they're just starting off at less.
It basically what they're doing is they're trying to ensure a constant membership.
Okay.
It's a bit smart business move on their end. It really is. You just can't do it for a month, get your 50% increase, and then, you know, cancel it.
Right. Very interested in it.
For me, this is going to be a huge thing. I'm going to definitely do it. So my personal thought is, yes, I like it. Sony, Keith?
You know what? I don't see the point in paying a subscription anymore, so I personally am not going to do this. You know, something like the Alpha Squad where it was like, hey, $40, you get your beta key, blah, blah, blah. That was nice, you know, because then you immediately go into a free-to-play game. But this wants me to pay monthly, and then, you know, I'm going to have to increase the benefits. Now, there is something that we're going to talk about in a minute that changes that as far as actually building up to that 50%.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, I just don't want to pay anymore. You know, like, that's one of the reasons I got out of some other MMOs is I was like, I just don't see paying subscription. Not when we have these great free-to-play games coming out. Now, what does this mean to the average person that doesn't want to pay? Well, this means that Widget's going to be pwning me for the next 6 months while I gain all the stuff that he's going to have access to earlier.
Well, it'll be the same thing as if I was going to be playing it constantly as well. Or the same thing if I was to buy the resource gain or XP gain for the boost implants.
Right.
This is what they're trying to do is they give options for everybody who has different play styles or financial situations. This game's still free to play. That hasn't changed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm just saying it's going to give people a significant advantage. And to combat that for somebody who's doing a free play model, we're going to have to either A, get better. You know, like there's going to be issues that I see with this. The positive side is not everybody's going to do this. So I'll still be one-on-one with somebody who's at my experience level.
Well, what I see about this is that it doesn't like – well, kind of like what Joe was saying, it doesn't really matter because you're going to get – you're going to be taken out by Joe anyway because he's going to be playing all the time. And you're going to be still with other people on your level because there's going to be people that are not so hardcore into it.
Also, you got to keep in mind this is a first-person shooter. This isn't your standard MMO. So this game rewards skill more than gear or – because you don't have gear. You don't get drops. I mean it's simply – getting cert points to certain things. So if someone's not in that class that they've dumped all their cert points into, they're going to be playing just like on your level anyway with someone else. And right. It doesn't matter if you guys have, if you're both maxed out in the character on a certain cert level and you're going at it, if he aces you, that's because he has more skill than you. Or you acing right. him. This game's about skill. I've taken my scythe out that had no benefits at all to it, went against the Reaver who had Hellfire missiles and beat him. So he spent a lot of time and invested a lot of cert points in that Reaver, but it didn't save his butt.
Like I said, I'm just merely mentioning that it concerns me that some people are going to have a serious advantage.
I don't see a serious advantage. I don't even see an advantage on this.
I would say, like, one more thing. Like, I see that $14.99 a month, and, you know, coming from traditional MMOs, that scares me because it makes me think I'm committing. But you don't have to commit. And, you know, I play World of Tanks. I don't know if you guys have played it. And it's the same thing. You can play passively if you want. And I know one month I was really heavy into it. I bought, I think for $15, I bought kind of basically what this is. And it helped me out that month. And I didn't pay for it the next month because I wasn't going to be playing it as much. It was very nice just to know, hey, I'm really liking this game. I can jump in here. I can get me some XP gains, whatever. Because if I'm really into it, I'm going to buy $5 station cash. I'm going to be buying $15 worth of station cash and then buying a bunch of implants and those other things, whatever they're called.
Boost,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm worried that there's going to be a group of people that have all their certs and everything, and then I'm afraid there's going to be the rest of us.
And you'll eventually get there anyway.
So, yeah, but for the next 6 months, what am I going to do besides, you know, get killed?
Even with a 50% increase, they're still going to take a long time for them to get there. A long time.
Yeah, you know me. I just like to play the devil's advocate.
Oh, I completely understand what you're saying. But since it's not, you know, since you can get everything that we're getting, I don't really see an issue with it.
Right. All right. Derek, what about the couple of notes on this revised plan?
So you'll notice that we removed the previous membership benefit of increased resource pool caps. This was as a direct result to community feedback. We thought about this a lot and decided that it did give a potential gameplay advantage to members. Removed this benefit and added 500 SC to the membership offering to compensate for the removal.
Yeah, I noticed that. They took away that resource gain, and that's an issue that Keth had last week that I really had no argument for.
That's like I was saying, you know, if it's going to, if you have something like that and you have increased pools, that means you can spawn more stuff, and, you know, it just concerned me that it was kind of pay to win type thing. And so this, you know, it's obvious that they're taking people like me into account when they're doing stuff like this, so that does make me feel
one
a little
thing better. I've noticed a lot about their free to play model they've been using is they've been trying heavily to avoid any kind of free to win or pay to win scenario.
Yeah, because I agree with Kath on this, that this would, like, give me an advantage because I could spawn a max suit one more time more than somebody who's not paying, and that is kind of unfair because me and some other person can be going at it, and he ran out resources because his cap was lower, not because he had a less than me. We started out the same. I ended up getting an extra spawn.
Several of the benefits have an increased value the longer you maintain your membership. If you buy a multi-month SKU, you will be automatically elevated to the bonus value for the last month of that SKU. So if you bought a six-month membership SKU, you would immediately receive 50% increased cert gain. If your membership lapses, you will have 30 days to reestablish your membership to retain the increased bonus amounts. We're excited about this plan and at having been able to incorporate your feedback into it. As always, thank you for your feedback and continued support. SOE.
See, now my problem with that one is the same thing. It's like if I don't have, what's that going to be, $40, $60, $75 for a six-month thing? If I don't have $75 to drop and you do, you suddenly get 50% increase where I only get 25% increase.
Honestly, Keth, the XP increase gain really means nothing because there's so many different avenues you can do that same exact thing.
You know, like I said, I'm just playing devil's advocate. You know, I'm just curious to see how this is going to work, but you know, it's like I said, it is obvious that they're trying to avoid stuff, so they're obviously thinking about this. So that's good.
Yeah. I, for one, am excited about this membership benefit plan. So let's see how it rolls out when the game launches.
Yeah, me too. I think it's very fair. I don't see any kind of pay to win in here at all.
All right, we have a special talking point. It's an email from a listener. It's brought in to us from Moon Savage in the EU. In opposition to snipers, the one thing that will kill the player base before it even gets large is a hardcore of one-hit kill invisible sniper trolls that render infantry tactics and cover irrelevant. The class is called Infiltrator and not Sniper. Okay, before we even go any further, this email ticked me off when I first read it, okay? I'm just going to say that right now. Giving them both invisibility and a sniper rifle so they could kill people at range with little risk to themselves was an error in my opinion. It should either be one or the other. Maybe the cloak could have a maximum range so the snipers could happily kill each other and leave us grunts to play the dang game. For one, you obviously have no idea what Infiltrator really is because they cannot shoot cloaked whatsoever. They can only cloak when they're not shooting, for one. Before I rant, you guys have anything to say on this?
Well, you know, the class is an infiltrator, and giving an infiltrator a sniper rifle kind of doesn't make sense because the way I do agree with him on that point. If it's an infiltrator, it should be designed to get into the base, not sit and shoot at it from afar. So the name of the class is kind of wrong in that respect. You know, if I'm an infiltrator, but I'm sitting back and sniping, that doesn't make sense to me. I should be a sniper.
Okay.
Now, there are multiple ways to play this class, and one of them is to focus on your secondary weapon and focus on your hacking skill and so on and so forth. And if you do focus on those, then your sniping's going to suffer. Whereas if you pump all your skill points into your sniper rifle, the rest of your stuff's going to suffer. So there is a take in and give, you know, give and take there. So, you know, bear that in mind. And somebody who hasn't played the class may not be able to see that. It's true, just like Joe said, we cannot move and fire while cloaked. So you have to come out of your stealth in order to take a shot with any weapon, you know, let alone your sniper rifle. And the truth of the matter is, if you're sniping and you've got a cloak, you're going to use that cloak to move from position to position. Once you get in a position, you're not going to need that cloak as much because you're going to be in a good spot. So, you know, I see what he's saying here, but I do disagree.
I agree with this guy 100%. It just seems like to me this is someone who got shot one too many times without realizing where the guy was at and not realizing understanding what cover is. I rarely get killed by a sniper. And if I do, it's because I was out in the open.
Right. I don't agree with not having a sniper rifle because you're not called a sniper. Because it's just a tool for you to infiltrate. Because the whole point of you is to go invisible, run into a base, and take it over. Well, you can't do that if there's a bunch of people running around. You need to be back. You need to, you know, snipe some people out of your way, create you a path, and then you run in. So it's just a tool for infiltrating.
Yeah, and plus you need to take into account that once you get in that base, that sniper rifle is virtually useless.
Mm-hmm. Snipers are critical to any warfare tactics. And normally, yes, snipers are, their primary goal is anti-sniper. That's always been a sniper's number one goal. However, they are very tactical, and if deployed right with the squads, they can be an insanely useful tool. Very.
And they are the forefront of the infiltrator. I mean, called infiltrator because when you have a squad going into a place, they're going to be up there telling the squad, this is where these positions are. You know, here are the key points that you need to hit. So they are, in turn, allowing the squad to infiltrate the base.
Mm-hmm. The sniper is always the eyes and ear. Eyes and ears. Well, eyes, yeah. More or less, not so much ears, but they're your eyes for a squad. They'll, like Derek said, they're a key point. So, yeah, Moon Savage, I mean, we value your thoughts on this, but I'm afraid I have to totally disagree with you.
I'm thinking that it'll make more sense probably when we see Esimir, where, you know, the gameplay is slowed down. Yeah. I think maybe then sniper or the infiltrator will, you'll see more of a point to it. Like, there'll be more, you know, tactical planning going into things, and there's a reason to have that sniper rifle.
Very good. Any last thoughts, gentlemen?
I'm just excited. You know, the more every week we go is closer to release and closer to having a more balanced game and fixing some of these issues, so I'm just happy to see where it goes from here.
Amen, brother. I can't wait for SNM. It's going to be fun to play it and get a feel for it. It's going to be cool. Derek, any thoughts?
Just, you know, being a huge strategy fan, I'm really excited about Esimir.
All right. We have one iTunes shout-out, and that's from the USA and the Hutch. And we thank you very much for that, sir. Again, these are five-star reviews. If you put a four-star or less, unfortunately, we did not shout you out. But thank you for your reviews, regardless of the stars. We appreciate every one of them, as long as they are, you know, constructive feedback. How to stuff. Oh, I'm on board today. Host stuff. Derek, you want to go jump into this for us?
Sure. How to reach the show. Email is planetsideofftherecord.com, or that's our web address. Our questnamingnetwork.com, planetsideofftherecord@gmail.com is our email address. And the Twitter is @PlanetsideOTR. And on Twitter, you can reach Joe, the Widget Wilson, @ArthurJRWilson. Mike is @InsaneHero. I am @Subprota. And Keth is @KethGaming. And his YouTube channel is youtube.com/KethGaming.
All right, everybody. This was a short but sweet episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Planet Side Off Record is a Quest Gaming Network production, and I would just like to say, keep on shooting, everybody, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye now.
See you in game.